Will you please welcome Pastor Anderson Samuel.
It's a joy to be here this evening. It's truly a blessed atmosphere. I was truly enjoying the time of worship. Such a joy to be in the house of the Lord. You know, we are with expectation tonight. You know, and within the constraints of time, let me go as fast as I can into God's Word. I would draw your attention, if you may, to the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21. Ephesians leganam moonam adhyayathinte 20 21 vakyangal. The book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20 and 21. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This is one of Paul's typical doxology, praise. You know, Paul has a way of praising God. And one of the characteristics of Paul's doxology or praise, his praise is always based on a theology. Now, praise without theology is meaningless. If you do not know why you're praising God, you're just making some sound. But theology without doxology is powerless. If you know who God is and you don't know how to praise Him, you might know who God is, but your life is powerless. Arthamulla stuti, karanamulla stuti. A praise that comes out of a theology. Why is he praising God? He says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ella devangal sradhichu kelkanam indha raathri idu prasangikkunna sthalangalil nan shaktamaya albhudangal kaanuvan deyamidiyakkunnu. So in the reality, they were signed to be a big visual second. They are Makalkai, they were there. Guys, thank God. You know, Paul has a way of making statements with a compounded structure. So the only way he puts all these thoughts into one word, the only way we can understand Paul's way of speaking is to break this passage. Now, if we were to break this, it starts like this. God is able. Next line. God is able to do. Next line. God is able to do what we ask. Next line. God is able to do what we think. Next line. God is able to do all that we ask or think. God is able to do above all that we ask or think. God is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. God is able to do, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. To him be glory tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Namakon try that. Let's try that. Malcolm, give me a ram. Ah, Pinay. What we ask. Go ahead. Okay. All that we ask or think. Go ahead. Above all. Next thing. Exceedingly above all that we ask or think. Abundantly above all that we ask or think. Enna thana chumma irikkunnu. To him be glory in the house of the Lord. Vishwasaiya makkal mathram orakkida amin parna. To him be glory. So Paul's doxology, praise, is always based on an understanding of God. Now listen closely, people of God. The word used there for abundantly, exceedingly above all, avada kodthirikkunna vaakku valare sradheeniyamaan. I'll come back to that in Malayalam. The word used over there is the word hyperpass. Hyperpass in Greek. Which means, this is how we can say, ഇന്ന് രാത്രി വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ഈ മക്കൾ അത് ലാച്ച് ഓൺ ടു ഇറ്റ്. കം ഓൺ, നിങ്ങളുടെ ജീവിതം മാറും. സ്തോത്രം. ദ വേർഡ് യൂസ് ഇസ് സോ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ. ഇറ്റ് സേസ് in the things that we can comprehend. If somebody tells me there are about 100 people in this church, it's possible for me to comprehend it. Are you with me? But there are some things that we cannot comprehend, but we can only imagine. If somebody tells me about the billions of stars in the galaxy, probably I could imagine. If somebody comes and tells me a few million dollars, I can now imagine. Thousands, I can comprehend. But let's say, you know, but somebody comes and says to me that this Milky Way with billions of stars is one of the billions of galaxies out there. Now, at that point, I can't even imagine. So comprehend, imagine, and I reach a point where I can't even imagine. The meaning of this word, if you ever reach a point where you can't even imagine, far above that point is a power that's working towards you. If you ever reach a point where you can't even imagine, far above that point is a power of God working in your family, working in your church, working in your life. അത് വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമേൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. എന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ നിങ്ങളുടെ മാനുഷിക ചിന്തകൾക്കും മാനുഷിക സങ്കല്പത്തിന് അപ്പുറമായി ഒരു പോയിന്റ് ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അതിനേക്കാൾ ഉയർന്ന സ്ഥലത്താണ് നിങ്ങളിലേക്ക് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ദൈവശക്തി. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലത്ത് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന എത്ര പേർ ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ട്? അവർ ഉറക്കെ ആമേൻ പറഞ്ഞു. That's the power. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So now we need to understand. Are you with me? Let's go into the depth of this word. Now I want you to understand. You know, first of all, this is not a theory. Paul is very practical in his approach. This is absolutely practical. Paul is saying something so powerful. He's saying, this is a working power. You know, two or three places where Paul used the word power, especially in Ephesians 1, 19, 20, he used the word energia in the Greek, which means it's a power that is right now working. You know, there are two kinds of power. One is called a dormant power. One is called a working power. For example, what is a dormant power? You take a battery in your hand. Even though the battery has power, it will not destroy you. You can play with the battery. But take for a moment, instant, you know, there's a huge cable going here with so much electricity going through it. And there's a cut somewhere. There's an exposed wire. You just touch that exposed wire. You can feel something. It's not like touching a battery. The power is still flowing. And you will sense it. It's flowing in real time. And the word used by Paul, the power that's working towards you, it's working right now. It's working towards your family. It's working towards your children. It's working towards your situation. And വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. To him be the glory. That power is working towards every aspect of your life. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി കാലം ചത്ത ദൈവത്തെ അല്ല നമ്മൾ സേവിക്കുന്നത്, നമ്മൾ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന അത്യന്ത ശക്തിക്കായി ഞാൻ ദൈവത്തെ വാഴ്ത്തുകയാണ്. How many of you truly believe that power is working in my life, in my family? അത് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. That power is working in my life. Come on. You know, one thing I desire of the Lord, I want to realize this power. You know, the problem is the power is not a variable. God's power does not change. For example, God does not improvise on his power. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The problem is not God's power. It's constant. It has never changed. The problem is two things. One, how much we understand that power working towards us. And that's the reason Paul says, I want your inner eyes to be opened so that you will know the power that's working towards you. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി കാലം ദൈവാത്മാവ് ശക്തമായി ഇടപെടുക. നിന്റെ ഏത് പ്രശ്നത്തെയും പരിഹരിക്കാൻ കഴിവുള്ള ശക്തിയാണ് ഇപ്പോൾ നിന്റെ അകത്തേക്ക് വ്യാപരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്നത്. അത് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അവരുടെ ശബ്ദം ഒന്ന് ഉയരട്ടെ. എന്റെ ഏത് പ്രശ്നത്തിന് മീതെയാണ് ഈ ശക്തി എന്ന്.
Bora. You can consider the biggest problem that you're facing, and are you willing to say, above all that problem is the power of the Almighty God that's working towards me? Adu vishwasikku deyamakkal mathra orakkiramin parnatta udaba shakandala rabashya. Get ready. So Paul says the problem is not the power. The power is a constant. It's not a variable. The problem is how much you know the power that's working towards you. Number two, how much you allow this power to work in you. Now here is the crux of the matter. Indra ratri ivada chumma daari ennichu povan paadilla idu kettittu pokku sotram edalum vandi kuli mudangi ivada vannalle idoda kettittu po. The Bible says the answer to your prayers is according to this power. നിങ്ങളുടെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയുടെ മറുപടി പോലും നിങ്ങളുടെ അകത്ത് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ശക്തിയെ ബേസ് ചെയ്താ. ഓ സ്തോത്രം സ്തോത്രം സ്തോത്രം. The more power is flowing through you, the more powerful your prayer is, the more the answer to your prayer comes through. It's based on this power that your prayer is answered. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. Somebody needs to believe it's based on this power that your prayers are going to be answered. Some people are going to pray for headaches or fever to leave because they believe the power that's inside of them can heal headaches or fever. Some people are praying for God somehow, somewhere, in some manner, would you please kindly, if your will is, do this for me. Adu kekkumla swargam paraya arachekam, take that prayer off. Come on, hallelujah. But if you know the power that's working inside of you is able to do everything, can heal cancer, can open shut doors, your prayer is going to change. Your prayer is going to change. And tonight I came all the way to say, when the power is mighty, your prayer is going to be mighty, and the answer to your prayer is going to be mighty. വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. The Lord is speaking to എത്ര പേര് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിലെ എല്ലാ വിഷയത്തിനും ഈ ശക്തി പരിഹാരമാണ്. വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം കൈകൾ അടിച്ചു ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. For every situation, let there be glory in the house, let there be praise in the house of God. ചുമ്മാ സ്തുതിക്കണ്ട, ഇവിടെ ഇരിക്കുന്ന ആരും ചുമ്മാ സ്തുതിക്കണ്ട, ക്വയറ് പാട്ട് പാടിയതുകൊണ്ട് സ്തുതിക്കണ്ട, ആമി വർഷിപ്പ് ടീം ദേർ ഇസ് എ റിവർ ഫ്ലോയിങ് ആൻഡ് മേക്സ് മീ ഡാൻസിങ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ട് സ്തുതിക്കണ്ട. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി എന്റെ അകത്ത് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ശക്തി is able to do in the vishwasikkun dayyamakkal maatram in raatri chodikkun ninakkin appuram cheyan shaktiyulla shaktiyan ende agatheku vyaparikkunnathu vishwasikkun dayyamakkal maatram paulosine pole para to him be the glory. Come on, avaru maatram kaygal adichu daivathinu stotram koduthaatte. To him. Oh, hallelujah. Your prayer is answered according to the power that's working towards you. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, sister ivide undo ini ramile sahodhi vanna cancer, blood cancer ne kuriche. You are here. You know this power can heal. This power can heal. You know, she came to me this afternoon and said, Pastor, do you remember I had a slight recollection from somewhere. I said, have you seen me in any conference? She said it was a conference that she met me. She told me that story in that conference, and today she reiterated it. She can say it in her own words. She said 13 years back a son was suffering with blood cancer. And that day, she said, in Bangalore, she came to church. And as I was leaving onto the main road, she came from behind. She came running to me and said, would you please pray for my son? And she said, the only word you said was this, the spirit of death and cancer, I cancel your power. And today she says, after 13 years, her son is here. She is completely healed. That's the power that's working towards your family. വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. നിങ്ങളുടെ അകത്ത് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ശക്തി. Come on, somebody who knows that every problem in your life is under the power of this great power that's working towards you, and the vishwasikku deyamakkal matram. Paul says this is a power. You know what? Chodikkun ninakkunnalum. You know, when you walk in that power, sometimes you don't even have to pray. You just have to think, the miracle will happen. I have seen that many, many times in my life. No, didn't even pray, just thought in my mind, the next moment the miracle happens. The Lord is saying, I'm going to take some people to that level. You just imagine the miracle is going to happen because of the power that's working towards you.
Come on.
You know, if you do not consider me kind of silly and you know, stingy, I'll tell you the story. Please, you have to, you know, bear with me. A month of 3 weeks back, you know, I went to one of the costliest restaurant in Edmonton, in my city. It's called Keg. It's a good restaurant, good steak. And I know, you know, talking about steak during a fasting and prayer is a crime. I have no choice. You know, I have to tell the story anyways. So I go there. The reason I went there is because somebody had given me a gift card. $50 gift card. Now, I'm also a Malayali. So I've got a certain budget. So I said, you know what, I'll eat for $50. And you know, I know it'll go a little above $50. But I've got a certain number in my mind. It should not go beyond. Somebody gave me a gift and I'm willing to put some money extra. But that day, that's the way I thought. Not normally. That day was different. I wanted to stay within a certain budget. So we had our steak, and then I saw this huge cake, a dessert. You know, I'm not a fan of dessert. I like my food to be spicy and fire coming out of my food. And that's the way I eat. And our dear sister's cooking some good meals for me. Amen. But that's one dessert that I love. It's a coffee cake, ice cream coffee cake. It's so beautiful. It's huge size. But it's kind of expensive. I'm debating. At the end, I said, you know what? I've crossed that budget that was in my mind. So leave that cake alone. But still, and I saw this man taking the cake to next table. At that point of time, my temptation, you know, was really crazy. I thought, my goodness, I like that cake. You know, within few minutes, I'm about to get off the table. The waiter comes to me and says, sir, you know, I came to you a couple of times and asked you how the meat is, and you said excellent, good, but I have my doubt. I think I did not give exactly what you ordered. You know, medium well done. I asked for well done. They gave me medium well done. It didn't even matter. You said it's fine, but I don't feel fine. So can we serve dessert on the house? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Within few seconds, that huge cake that was going to the other table comes to my table. You know what? I dig into it. Come on, hallelujah. Now I'm praising God and digging into it. I said, my children, dig into it. You're not going to waste anything. Come on, this is a miracle cake. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? When you walk in that power, a little thought of you, little thought from your heart, God will answer that prayer. Come on, hallelujah. That's the power that's working. Oh. Come on. ദൈവത്തിനകത്ത് വെച്ച ശക്തന്മാരെ എഴുന്നേൽപ്പിക്കാൻ പോകുക. മുട്ടുമെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നതിന് വിടുതൽ കിട്ടും. ചില കാര്യങ്ങൾ ചിന്തിച്ചാൽ മതി. അടുത്ത മിനിറ്റുകൾ അത്ഭുതങ്ങൾ നടക്കുന്ന വിഷയങ്ങൾ ദൈവം പകരാൻ പോകുക. ഏറ്റെടുക്കാൻ തയ്യാറുള്ള ദൈവം കാര്യങ്ങൾ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഉറക്കെ ഒരു ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. Somebody shout a hallelujah. So number one, it's a working power. Everybody say working power. It's still right now working in my life. That's the power. And then, you know, the interesting thing, Paul does not know how to explain or define this power. How many of you know power is a concept that is not easy to define? What might be powerful to you might not be powerful to me. Come on. For some of you, a dog is not a powerful creature. But to me it is, because I've got some experience. I know the bite of a dog. So power again is more on based on your perspective. Each one has got a perspective. So Paul knows, now he's thinking, how do I explain this power that's working towards them? What am I going to say? You know, so some people use what they call the point of reference. How many of you know, when India, had this nuclear bomb tested in India, you know, the papers struggled to say the power of this bomb. For laymen, people who don't know the chemistry behind, people don't know the real hydrogen and, I don't know what it is. All those kind of things. They said, you know what? You remember what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where millions were affected. Hundreds of thousands were killed because of an hydrogen bomb that was put there by the United States during the Second World War. And the Indian newspaper wrote, the bomb that India exploded is 100 times Now I tell you, people of God, I will never mess with it. By now I got the picture, what it means. So Paul is looking for a certain reference. He said, what will I say? And then he found the point of reference. The power that's working towards you is not Assemblies of God power. Come on, hallelujah. It's not Church of God power. It is a different kind of power. The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that's working towards him. Yeshuvine marichavan uyarpicha adhe shaktiyana ningada kudumbathilekku vyaparichondirikkunnu vishwasi daiyamakkal mathram orakku raamiyam parnjatta. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Inna raathu ningala kudumbathilekku vyaparikkunna shakthi yeshuvine marichonu yerpicha adhe shakthiyana ningala kudumbathilekku vyaparichondirikkunnu etharku daiyamakku mathram orakku raamiyam parnjatta. Inna raathilte prasangathile aduthirikkunna vyakthi kai kottunu kandittu kottanda ningal agathu thonnunengil chaadi daivathe sthuthichonam kai uyarthi sthuthichonam ende agathu vyaparikkunna shakthi. Oh, come on. Oh, you know, Paul used that as the point of reference. You know why? Because there's no other time in history when God created this universe, it was so easy by the power of his word. But this time when Christ has to be resurrected, he's not just dealing with his own power, he's also dealing with a confronting power. Come on. When God created the universe, there's nothing that was there to confront that power. Satan was not there to confront that power. But when God was raising Jesus from the dead, God had to confront a confrontational power. And beyond that, the resurrection took place. What am I trying to say? Let there be any power that's working against you. The power that's working inside of you is... വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഉറക്കെ രാമ്യം പറഞ്ഞാട്ട് ഇന്നത്തെ നിങ്ങളുടെ അകത്ത് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ശക്തി സകല ശക്തികളെയും തകർക്കുന്ന ശക്തിയാണ് വിശ്വസ ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ രാമ്യം പറഞ്ഞാട്ട് ആ ശക്തിയുടെ മുൻപിൽ നിൽക്കുവാൻ ഒരു ശക്തി ഇത് പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ തന്നെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. You know, the enemy said Jesus will not come out. You know, sometimes I feel sorry for the devil. Not that I, you know, in the sense to help him, but I feel, you know, this guy is stupid. If he knew that Jesus was not going to come out of the grave, why did he put all those extra effort to see that Jesus will be prevented? You know, the devil knows that Jesus cannot be held back. You know, some of you don't know the power that's working inside of you, but the enemy knows. The power that's working inside you, inside your family, is an indisputable power. It's a power that cannot be conquered. It's a power that makes you more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That's the power that's working towards you right now. Right now. You know, it was the Roman imperial seal on the tomb of Jesus saying he cannot come out. The religious establishment making a decree that he will not come out. And then the powers of evil, I believe, harnessing all their power, they gathered around that tomb. So we have a religious power, we have the state power, we have a demonic power trying to prevent the resurrection of Jesus. But on the day when God's time was perfect, the power of resurrection came upon Jesus and the stone was rolled away. I came all the way to say, before you enter the new year, some of the stones that were kept against the family is going to be rolled away by the power of God. That's working towards him. ഏറ്റെടുക്ക ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ പോരാ 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 ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ഏറ്റെടുക്കുന്ന ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഉറക്കെ രാമീം പറഞ്ഞ ഏറ്റെടുത്താട്ട് അടുത്ത വർഷത്തിലേക്ക് പ്രവേശിക്കുന്നതിന് മുൻപ് നിന്റെ കുടുംബത്തിൽ വെച്ചിരുന്ന കല്ലുകൾ ഉരുണ്ട് മാറി പോകാൻ പോകുകയാണ്. ഇത് പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ശക്തി ഇവിടെ വ്യാപരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. ആരൊക്കെ എതിർത്താലും ഏതൊക്കെ ശക്തികൾ എതിർത്താലും നിന്റെ മേൽ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്നത് യേശുവിനെ മരിച്ചവരുന്ന ഉയർപ്പിച്ച അതേ ശക്തിയാണ്. You know what? On that third day, Jesus rose from the dead. But the Lord told me something so powerful. How many of you know the power that was in Jesus, that rose Jesus from the dead, not only resurrected the body of Jesus, it prevented the corruption. You know, when a man or a woman dies, within few minutes, the body becomes susceptible to corruption. That's the natural law. But the Bible says God did not allow his son to see corruption. Dravattam avante putran anubhavichilla. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Who was preventing it? I believe the Holy Spirit started to hover around the body of Jesus and created an atmosphere where no corruption will take place. And I hear in my spirit that same Holy Spirit is hovering upon your family, hovering upon your children, that no corruption will take place. Come on, somebody who believes that. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ട്. ഈ സഭയ്ക്ക് കറപ്ഷൻ ഇല്ല, ഈ സഭയിൽ ദ്രവത്വമില്ല, ഈ കുടുംബങ്ങളിൽ ദ്രവത്വമില്ല. ഓ, യു നോ വാട്ട്, ദിസ് ഈസ് എ ഫാക്ട്. ഐ റിമെമ്പർ വൺ ഡേ, യു നോ, എ ഫ്യൂ ഇയേഴ്സ് ബാക്ക്, ദ മിനിസ്ട്രി ഇൻ കാനഡ വാസ് നോട്ട് ഗോയിങ് എനിവേർ, ഈവൻ ദോ ദേർ വാസ് ടൺസ് ഓഫ് പ്രോമിസസ്. ടൺസ് ഓഫ് പ്രോമിസസ്. ദേ ഒത്തിരി വാഗ്ദത്തം പറഞ്ഞു, മിനിസ്ട്രി എങ്ങും പോകുന്നില്ല. ഐ സ്റ്റിൽ റിമെമ്പർ ക്രൈയിങ് ഔട്ട് ടു ഗോഡ്. But today things have changed. Sir, every week there are few people that come and get saved. Every week the Lord is doing a move. But that was not the case. I still remember one day I couldn't take it. It's overwhelming. I was sitting for a prayer meeting and I thought, you know what, I can't take it anymore. I just want to get out of this place. So painfully I stood up. I wanted to just go and tell my co-pastor, the white pastor, my associate pastor. Just want to tell him, Pastor, you take over. I'm going home. Because I didn't have the energy even to sit through the worship. So I stood up. I stood up. And all of a sudden, there was one word that came. One word. Not even a passage. One word. And the word was this. Likewise. Apragaram. Simple. Evadanariyam adha. Likewise. The Holy Spirit helps us in our infirmities. Apragaram. Parishuddhaatmavum. Nammada belahinathaykkum. So the moment the word likewise came, I wanted to know, likewise what? Likewise what? And for the first time, the Lord opened my eyes and said, you need to read the previous scriptures. There are two things that are happening in the previous, preceding scriptures. Number one, the whole creation is crying out, groaning. For what? To be delivered from corruption. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി പ്രവചന വാക്ക് ഞാൻ പറയാൻ പോകുകയാണ്. ഏറ്റെടുക്കുന്നവർ വേണം എഴുന്നേറ്റ് നേറ്റ്. ഇന്ന് നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിൽ വിടുന്നത്, നിങ്ങൾ അവസാനം പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ വന്നിട്ട് കാര്യമില്ല. വചനം കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ എങ്ങനെ റെസ്പോണ്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നോ അങ്ങനെ വിടുതൽ നടക്കാൻ പോകുന്നത്. സ്തോത്രം. ദ വേ യു റെസ്പോണ്ട് ടു ദ പ്രീച്ചിങ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ്, ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ ടൈം മിറക്കിൾസ് ഹാപ്പൻ. കം ഓൺ. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ദ പാസേജ് സേസ് ദ ചിൽഡ്രൻ, ദ സൺസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ആർ ഓൾസോ ഗ്രോണിങ് ടു ബി ഡെലിവേർഡ് ഫ്രം ദ ബോണ്ടേജ് ഓഫ് കറപ്ഷൻ. രണ്ടും ഗ്രോണിങ് എന്നറിയാമോ? ദ്രവത്വത്തിൽ നിന്ന് വിടുവിക്കപ്പെടാൻ. ലൈക്വൈസ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഇസ് ഗ്രോണിങ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ഓഫ് യു. ഓ, കം ഓൺ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. യു നോ വാട്ട് ദാറ്റ് സേസ്? യു നോ, ദേർസ് വൺ തിങ് ദാറ്റ്സ് പ്രിവെന്റിംഗ് കറപ്ഷൻ ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്, ദാറ്റ്സ് എ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. യു നോ വാട്ട് ദ മീനിങ് ഓഫ് കറപ്ഷൻ? വാട്ട് യു ഹാഡ് യെസ്റ്റർഡേ, ഇഫ് യു ഹാഡ് 100, ടുഡേ ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കംസ് 80, ടുമോറോ ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കംസ് 70, ദേ ആഫ്റ്റർ ടുമോറോ ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കംസ് 60, ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ടു ഡിസ്ഇന്റഗ്രേറ്റ്. ഫൈനാൻസ്, ജോബ്, you know, family, spiritual, it's a disintegration. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is the only one who will prevent it. And tonight I'm speaking as a prophet of the Lord. As long as this power is working inside of you, your life will not disintegrate. Your finance will not disintegrate. Your children will not disintegrate. Your ministry will not disintegrate. Instead of that, the Lord is speaking to somebody. You will go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒന്ന് ചാടി ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ട. യു വിൽ ഗോ ഫ്രം സ്ട്രെങ്ത് ടു സ്ട്രെങ്ത്. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബം ഡിസിന്റിഗ്രേറ്റ് ചെയ്തില്ല, ശക്തി നിന്ന് ശക്തിയിലേക്ക്, ബലത്തിൽ നിന്ന് ബലത്തിലേക്ക്. ഈ സഭ ശക്തി. ഓ റബല റബല റബനമ ശന്ദലം. വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം കൈകൾ അടിച്ച് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തോത്രം കൊടുത്താട്ട. No disintegration in your life. No disintegration in your family. No disintegration in your children's life. Oh. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒരാൾ കൈകൊടുത്ത് കൂടെ പറയാൻ പറ്റുമോ, എന്റെ കുടുംബം, എന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഡിസ്ഇന്റിഗ്രേഷൻ ഇല്ല. പറയാൻ തയ്യാറാണ്. Tell somebody, no disintegration in my life. Tell somebody, hallelujah, I'm going from strength to strength. I'm going from glory to glory. I'm going from anointing to anointing. I'm going from power to power in the name of Jesus. My latter days are going to be more glorious than my former days in the name of the Lord. I feel like preaching now. Come on, hallelujah. No disintegration. Now this is a big if. This is not for everybody. This is only for people. Only for people who know the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He is inside of you. He is not a dormant spirit. He is a working spirit. If you believe that, come on. Only those people shout an amen. Hey. You know, the next 5 minutes you have to bear with me. I'm going to say a truth. Anyway, I'm here. I want to say this truth. I would like to say this truth. The Lord told me something very specific. He told me, you know what? Things, truths that my people dismiss as insignificant. Velliya gauravam illa thalli kalayunna sathyangal. Those are the only truths that's going to work after you die. Njan devathodu oru karyam paranjittundu. I've told, this is my... If I could have a wild imagination, this is my wild imagination. I want to have a privilege to go and preach to all Pentecostals after you die. You know why? Because I want to taunt you. Annu prasangichappo endu edukkuva? Adu parayan maatram. I want to come and taunt you guys when you are dead. Speak to the dead spirit and say, ippa engane undu? Because some of the truths that you are avoiding, dismissing, are the only truths that's going to work after you die. For example, the moment you die, believe me, the moment you die, you're going into a world. How many of you know, at that point, you could do nothing? Nothing. Let's say, at that point, you realize you're going in the wrong direction. You can't dial a friend. You can't call your pastor. Pastor, bus is 80.1. Poi, endu cheyyan pattu? Para. Let's have an honest discussion. Endu? Nammal vishwasichellam thettayirunnengilo. What can be done? ആ സമയത്ത് കോളേജ് മാറ്റാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല. പോയി, ഇപ്പൊ തന്നെ പോയി. ഐ ഗോട്ട് മൈ ഓഡിയൻസ് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് പോയിന്റ്. ദേർസ് ഓൺലി വൺ തിങ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ഗോയിങ് ടു വർക്ക്. ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് യു നോ, ഈവൻ ദോ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഈസ് എ സൺ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഐ ബിലീവ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഏലിയനേറ്റിംഗ് തിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഹാപ്പൻ ഇൻ ദ ലൈഫ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ആസ് എ സൺ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഡെത്ത്. ബിക്കോസ് ഗോഡ് കൻ നോട്ട് ബി പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ഡെത്ത്. കം ഓൺ, ഗോഡ് മീൻസ് ലൈഫ്. ബട്ട് വെൻ ജീസസ് വാസ് ഹങ് ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ്, what can Jesus do? He is entering something that he has never gone before. He is going to enter a place that he has never been before as God, to the valley of death. Never been. It's God. All that Jesus can say, I commit my spirit into your hands, Father. Trust. And the Lord told me, if you guys cannot trust me when you are alive, how dare you want to trust me after you die to take care of your spirit? Because that time there's no choice. There's no helpline. There are no friends to support you. No pastor, no preacher, no crusade, no anything. You have to trust. How many of you are willing to say, God, I'm not just going to wait for that day. Few minutes back, Jesus knew that the Father was not responding. He said, my God, why have you forsaken? In spite of that, he's willing to say, I give my spirit. Now you take it. The Lord says the time has come for some of you to say, my family is in your hand. Second truth. Let me give you this. How many of you know, when you are dead, you can't even move a little finger of yours? Rocket science is a simple truth. I'm very simple. You can't even move a small finger. Is that true? Yes. Let's say you are dead. We are going to do a lot of things in that time. ഞാൻ അസംബ്ലീസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഇല്ല, അനങ്ങത്തില്ല. ഓ, ഞാൻ ചർച്ച് ഓഫ് ഗോഡിലെ മൂത്ത പാസ്റ്ററിന്റെ കൊച്ചുമോനാണ്, അവിടെ കിടക്കും. മൂത്തതോ ചുരുങ്ങിയതോ എന്തുവാണ് അവിടെ കിടക്കും. ആ, ഞാൻ പുല്ലാട്ടുകാരനാ, ഞാൻ തുണ്ടത്തിലെയാ, മലമൂട്ടിലെയാ, ഏത് മൂട്ടിലാണ് അവിടെ കിടക്കും. അപ്പോൾ എനിക്ക് പ്രസംഗം വരാൻ എനിക്ക് ആഗ്രഹം. പറ അയ്യോ നായനക്കച്ച, സ്വോത്രം സ്വോത്രം, അല്ലേ എനിക്കൊന്ന് കുത്തണം. മലയാളികളുടെ ശവക്കല്ലറ തന്നെ പോണം. സ്തോത്രം 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 എന്നിട്ട് വേണം രണ്ട് വാക്ക് പറയാൻ. കുറിച്ചു വെച്ചോ, ഏത് കുടുംബമാണെങ്കിലും ഏത് സഭയാണെങ്കിലും ഏത് പാസ്റ്റർ മോനാണെങ്കിലും, ദി ഓൺലി തിങ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ഗോയിങ് ടു മേക്ക് യുവർ ബോഡി മൂവ് ഈസ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് റൈസ്ഡ് ജീസസ് ഫ്രം ദ ഡെഡ്. അത് വിശ്വസ ദൈവമക്കൾക്കായി ദൈവത്തെ വാഴ്ത്തുകയാണ്. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ജീവനോടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ, when you are alive, if you don't use the power of the Holy Spirit, how dare you want the power to work after you die? How many of you want to say, I want to live by the power of God? Come on, somebody shout. I want to walk in the power of God. I want to speak in the power of God. I want to move in the power of God. I want to minister in the power of God. I want to worship in the power of God. My question is very emphatic and as simple as I could express it. You know, if you do not allow that power to work in you now, what is a guarantee that this power should work in you after you die? And that's the revelation that's changing my life. I want to walk in that power, not just on Sunday. I want to minister in that power. When I open my mouth, things are going to happen. When I walk into a place, demons are going to scream and come out because the power of resurrection is working through me. In ratra ad aagrike deyamakkal aarengil undengil, latch on to it. Come on, receive it in the name of Jesus. An anointing coming upon people right now. Udarabakalaba shandalarabashi udarabashi idu parnondirikkumbol deiva shakti vyapichondirikkya deiva thalma shakta madavadunu nee oru veettu kaalu chautumbol aa kudumathinu vidudala kan ninde അകത്ത് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്നത് യേശുവിനെ മരിച്ചു ഉയർപ്പിച്ച അതേ ആത്മാവാണ്. ആർ യു റെഡി? നടക്കുന്ന വഴി നീ വാ തുറക്കുമ്പോൾ, നീ കൈ ഉയർത്തുമ്പോൾ, ഇപ്പോൾ ആ ശക്തി വ്യാപിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. There's an anointing that's going to come upon people. Hallelujah. 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 എന്നെ ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ വണ്ടിയിൽ കൊണ്ടുവന്ന ബ്രദറിനോട് ദൈവം ഇടപെടുന്നു. ഗെറ്റ് റെഡി ഫോർ ദി അനോയിന്റിംഗ്, ഗെറ്റ് റെഡി ഫോർ എ നെക്സ്റ്റ് മൂവ് ഓഫ് ദ ഹോളി ഗോസ്റ്റ്. ദൈവം വെച്ച വ്യക്തികൾ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അഭിഷേകം ചെയ്യുന്ന കാഴ്ച ഞാൻ ആത്മാവിൽ കാണുകയാണ്. യു ആർ നോട്ട് എലോൺ, യു ആർ നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് സംബഡി വാക്കിംഗ് ഓൺ ദ ബ്ലോക്ക്, യു ആർ നോട്ട് ലൈക് എനിബഡി ഇൻ ദ നെയ്ബർഹുഡ്. ഗോഡ് സേസ് ദേർസ് എ പവർ ദാറ്റ്സ് വർക്കിംഗ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് യു റൈറ്റ് നൗ. അത് വിശ്വസ ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം. ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. ഒന്ന് രണ്ട് മിനിറ്റ് ഒന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്താട്ട്. ദൈവ പറയുന്നു, എന്റെ ജന എന്റെ ശക്തി അറിയാൻ പോകുക. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ വർക്കിംഗ് പവർ, ഇറ്റ്സ് എ പവർ ദാറ്റ്സ് വർക്കിംഗ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് യു. It's a power that raised Jesus from the dead. And the Bible says, if that spirit is not inside of you, you don't even belong to Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. This is a real power in real time. And tonight, when you open your mouth, something is going to happen. നിങ്ങൾ വാ തുറക്കുമ്പോൾ എന്തോ സംഭവിക്കാൻ പോകുക. Are you ready to say, in the name of Jesus, എന്റെ കുടുംബത്തെതിരെ വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ആ ശത്രുശക്തി വിട്ടുമാറട്ടെ. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbana Has. Udama Shande. Oh. Power, 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 power. But the Lord gave me a promise tonight. I just want to share this. This is not just a power that keeps you from degradation. ദ്രവത്വത്തെ സൂക്ഷിക്കുന്ന ശക്തി മാത്രമല്ല. This is not just a power that raises you from the dead. മരണത്തിൽ നിന്ന് വിടുവിക്കുന്ന ശക്തി മാത്രമല്ല. The next verse in Ephesians 1:20 says, and made him to sit on the right hand of God the Father. You know what that means? It means this power will not just do a miracle and leave you there. It'll make you sit. That means it's going to be consistent. That means it's going to be permanent. Come on, somebody receive it. And the Bible says, above all principalities, powers, dominion, and all spirits of darkness, Jesus was made to sit. Receive it. It's not that today you are above the powers of darkness and tomorrow the powers of darkness are above you. That's not the way it works. You're going to sit over this power today, tomorrow, and forever. I hear a prophetic word coming out of my mouth. The miracle that God did in your life, it's going to stay. Come on. It's going to stay in your life. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തെ ദൈവം ചെയ്ത വിടുതൽ നാളെ നശിക്കാൻ പോകുന്നില്ല. ദൈവം നിങ്ങളെ അവിടെ ഇരുത്താൻ പോവുകയാണ്. വിശ്വദൈവമൊക്കെ മാത്രം ഉറക്കി രാമ്യം പറഞ്ഞാട്ട്. Come on. ആരെങ്കിലും പിശാചിന് മുഖത്ത് നോക്കി പറയാൻ തയ്യാറാണോ? എന്റെ കുടുംബത്തെ ദൈവം ചെയ്തത് നാളെ തട്ടിയെടുക്കാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല. I'm not just going to receive my miracle. God is going to make me sit over my miracle. Come on, hallelujah. Nobody is going to take my chair. Nobody is going to push me down. Nobody is going to steal my blessing. I'm going to sit on my blessing. Come on. അത് വിശ്വദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. Somebody. ഞാൻ ക്രൂസേഡുകളിൽ പ്രസംഗിക്കുന്ന ആളാണ്. 10-25,000 ഇപ്പൊ കാട്ടാക്കട നടക്കാൻ വന്ന മീറ്റ് ദേ എക്സ്പെക്ടിങ് 30-50,000 പീപ്പിൾ. കാട്ടാക്കട ഹ്യൂജ് ക്രൂസേഡ് ആണ്. ഒരു വർഷം മുമ്പ് തന്നെ അവർ പബ്ലിസിറ്റി ആരംഭിച്ചു. ഒരു വർഷം മുമ്പ് തന്നെ. സോ ഹ്യൂജ് ക്രൂസേഡ് ദേ അറേഞ്ചിങ് ഇൻ ഫെബ്രുവരി. ഉണ്ട് ഞങ്ങളുടെ ക്രൂസേഡിൽ പ്രസംഗിക്കുന്ന ഒരു വ്യക്തിയാണ്. ഇന്ന് രാത്രിയിൽ അവിടെ ഒക്കെ എക്സ്പ്രഷൻസ് കേൾക്കണം. ദൈവം ഒരു വാക്ക് സംസാരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒരുത്തിന് ഒരുത്തിന് കൈ കൊടുത്താൽ എനിക്കാടും. ഇവിടെ എനിക്ക് എന്തെങ്കിലും പറയണം. ആ വചനത്തോട് ഞാൻ കൂട്ടാളിയാകുമ്പോൾ, when I am agreeing with the word of God, when I am saying that word is true, I am going to declare this once again. When God raises you up, when God does a miracle, he is going to make you sit. He is going to make you sit. That means nobody can steal your blessing. Nobody can take away your blessing. അത് വിശ്വസിച്ച് ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒന്ന് ഒന്ന് തന്നെ തന്നെ കൺസ്പിക്യുവസ് ആയി ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിച്ചാട്ടെ. Come on. Somebody make yourself conspicuous in the house of the Lord. Power that raised Jesus, that's the power that's working towards you. നിങ്ങളെ വ്യാപിക്കുന്ന. The Bible says the same spirit has resurrected us and made us to sit. Somebody needs to believe this. I'm not going to be knocked down. I'm not going to be thrown out. I'm going to sit on my miracle. I'm going to sit on my blessing in the name of Jesus, because the power that raised Jesus from the dead, it's a power that gives me a deliverance that is of permanent nature. Amen. Let me go ahead. Munnotu pogatte. I asked the Lord, God, why is it that I'm not able to experience that power as much as I would like to? Why is it? Sometimes I walk as if I'm defeated. Come on, I'm talking about me. Sometimes with all this knowledge and understanding of the power that's working towards me, I fall apart. I go into discouragement. I'm talking as a preacher. Sometimes I don't even know how to pray. I don't even have the strength to pray. Believe me. How can I have that power flowing through me all the time? I want to. I've seen it happen. Believe me, I've seen it happen. I've seen some of the most powerful miracles happen right in front of me. We're talking about a ministry that started few years back and spread to over 20 nations with over 1,000 churches. It's a result of that power. But I want to walk in that power, because it's a working power every day. The Lord told me 2 or 3 or 4. I would like to say at least 2, and then we'll go from here. Number one, the Lord told me this power works not in your strength, but in your weakness. It's something that we will fail to understand. Because somehow we feel that somehow we can do it. But this power is made perfect. Can I ask somebody to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9? Would you please read 2 Corinthians 12:9? ഈ ശക്തി എവിടാണ് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്നത്? ബലം കുറയുമ്പോഴാണ്. സ്തോത്രം, സ്തോത്രം. For my power is made perfect in weakness.
You know, I don't know how much I can say this without feeling a certain sense of intimidation. Believe me, because some of you would not agree in your mind. But I know there are some people who are kind of a nutcase in this place who belong to my own category. So let me preach to them. One day, Paul made a statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 3, I believe. I did not come to you with enticing words of human wisdom. Please read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3, I believe. Okay, next verse.
My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words.
Yeah.
But with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
You know, what is it trying to say? And tonight, whenever I've read this, I've cried. Because I believe this will become the foundation of my ministry for the future. You know what he's saying? You know, God, he has got different ways to demonstrate his power. You can look at that galaxy. How many of you know your body is so intricately made? Recently, I was listening to a nephrologist. And he said, the kidney maintains the equilibrium, the steadiness of your body. But he said this, when the kidney fails, when they put you on dialysis, the dialysis can only do 10% of what your kidney did. 10%. And up to 2 years. That's all. And how many of you know, this man was saying, it sees about 1,700 liters of blood different times. And out of that, it takes out about 180 or something. And then it cleanses it, cleans it up. And the body immediately says, I will take 60% back, whatever is needed. And after a while, you know, you're not sending out 180 liters. Then you will have time only to sit in the washroom. You send only maybe 0.5 to 2 liters. That's it. It's a process. And how many of you know, you didn't even pray for your kidney this morning? The only time we know there's a kidney, when the kidney has a problem. We don't even know what's happening. We don't even know the billions of nerves that are working, interacting in the body. There's a creator watching over it. That's my God. So intricacy of his power, he can reveal through different ways. He can show the galaxy and the sun and the moon and all those things. But you know what he said? To show my power, I'm going to use somebody as a demonstration. And he said, Paul, I'm going to make you the demonstration of my power. If somebody says, God, show me your power, God says, look at Paul. That's my demonstration. And the Lord is speaking to somebody. He's a one person in this room who can cling on to this. God says, I'm going to make your life the demonstration of my power. Enikethra shakti onnum theliyikkunna ഒരു കുടുംബമാക്കി നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തെ ദൈവം മാറ്റാൻ പോകുക. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ആരെങ്കിലും ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, കം ഓൺ, യുവർ ലൈഫ് ഇസ് അബൌട്ട് ടു ചേഞ്ച്. ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് യു വോണ്ട് ടു സേ മൈ ലൈഫ്, ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു സീ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. അത് ഏറ്റെടുക്ക ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം ഉറക്കെ രാമ്യം പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ, ദ ചർച്ച് നീഡ്സ് ടു സീ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. You know what the Bible says about the end time church? It'll have a form of godliness. It will look like a church. It will smell like a church. It will sing like a church. It will have programs like a church. But we'll have no power. Zion Assemblies of God. What your church needs is a power of God manifested in this church. If you believe that, shout a hallelujah. We need. അത് വിശ്വാസ ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ട്. ഞങ്ങളുടെ സഭയ്ക്കകത്ത് അതാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ കാണേണ്ടത്. Oh, get ready. Something mighty is about to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But listen to this. Paul says, I've become the demonstration of God's power. Wherever I go, when people see me, they see the power of God. Is anybody in this room? ഇവിടെ ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടോ? കർത്താവെ, എന്നെ അങ്ങയുടെ ശക്തിയുടെ പ്രദർശനമാക്കി ഒന്ന് മാറ്റണം. ഞാൻ കൈകൾ ഉയർത്താൻ പോകുക. ഞാൻ എൻ്റെ കൈകൾ ഉയർത്താൻ പോകുക. I don't want to have a dormant in a drudgery kind of a lifestyle. I don't want a routine, normal life. I want to have a supernatural life in the name of Jesus. വിശ്വസിയ മക്കളെ ഉറക്കെ ആമീൻ പറഞ്ഞാട്ടെ. A supernatural lifestyle. Oh, I believe in it. ശ്രദ്ധിക്കണമേ. But how do I receive that? The key, Paul says, is in the previous
passage. Can you read that? Verse number 3. How did Paul become the demonstration of God's power?
Weakness.
I came to you in weakness.
And fear.
Fear.
And with much trembling.
Much trembling. You know what? Nowadays you will not hear any preacher say that. No preacher will say that. Because a sign of weakness. Even to admit weakness. Come on. Any meeting you go, you can hear this. Nyan. Paul, you know what? On two accounts, Paul could have a superiority kind of a feeling here. You know what? Number one, when it comes to family, varum kumbanadu onnum alla Paulus in a family, Benjamin, vandirikkunna evada na Corinthil. Corinth is a low class society. So the people in Corinth cannot intimidate Paul because he comes from a superior family. Ministry eduthaatte, he is a man who went to third heaven. How can he be intimidated by these people? But still he says, I was in trembling before you. You know, I've come to a realization in my life. I might be able to preach, but unless God moves, no heart will be changed. I need God. I need God. You know what? Even today, it could be just today morning, we had only a few people, a handful of people. But from yesterday night, I'm waiting before the Lord. You know what? It's not that I don't know how to preach. Maybe a few sentences put together, I can give you a preaching. But I want to see God move today. Come on. Till that moment, my knees will shake. My feet will tremble. I said to my brother, I want to sit in the room. Till I am able to sense that God is coming with me, I want to sit in the room. Come on, hallelujah. How many of you want to say, God, what we need is not just some kind of adjustment. We need to see a genuine move of the Holy Spirit. Till that moment, I have no strength in me. I'll give you one example. I used to be a different kind of a guy. I'm also a pastor. I've got 3 associate pastors. My immediate associate pastor was a Bible college president, a college principal. So I've got 4 pastors. You know, all of them have got masters except me, the senior pastor. But when I go back, my co-pastor is a college whose books are taught in Bible colleges. He will write the message that he preached on that Sunday and give it to me to see if there's a mistake. So there was a time that I used to somehow try to manage church crisis. But recently I came to a realization. When I do it, it always causes collateral damage. But when God does it, it'll be so beautiful. I don't have the power in me. You want to see the power of God. We need to come to a place where we say, God, I cannot do it, but you can do all things. Can somebody shout a hallelujah? You can do all things. Tonight, there's going to be a genuine change. This meeting is for a revival of this church. If you believe that, shout a hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, when God does it, He does it beautifully. How many of you want to say tonight, Lord, when I am weak, you're going to show yourself strong? If you believe that, come on, lift up your voice and shout a hallelujah. Paul says, if you want to see the power of God, you need to come to a place where you say, God, I cannot do it. But you can do it. Even today, a Saturday night, I will roll on the floor at times to get one word from God to preach. We need to come to an understanding. Before you enter the house of the Lord, you need Him. You need Him. In the Ratri Atru Vishwasikan Tayara. Without Him, I cannot go forward. At the Vishwasayamaka Matram on the Kaigal Vishikate. Deva Shakti Avarkodi Vyabir Kaigal Vishikate. Wave your hand in the name of Jesus. I need Him. I need to see His power. It's not invested inside of me. It's not based on my power. It's not based on my understanding. It's not based on my family values. It's not based on my experience. It has to be God and God alone. Are you ready? Second, God said to me, His power is revealed only for those people who are willing to be led by His Spirit. The Lord told me very carefully, very powerfully, I should say. He said, you know what? You cannot go onto some mountain and expect a ram, a sheep. It shall be provided on God's mountain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whenever you're willing to say, God, lead me, this church, something will happen.
I pray and I truly see this in my spirit. This church will start to move in the Spirit of God. Young people, are you willing to receive this? I'll give you a couple of experiences when I saw the power of God, when I was willing to move. You know, a couple few years back, we had to have a decision made and to appoint a national leader for our ministry in Uganda. I remember I was sitting on the platform. I've got my vice president sitting on my right, my training director, Srinivas, Pastor Ram Babu's pastor. Sitting on my left, I've got my mission director on the extreme left and other leaders. And I'm sitting in the middle as a chairperson for the meeting. So all my leaders suggested a name of a man and said, Pastor, he's the best candidate to be appointed as a leader of this nation's ministry. Excellent character, they told me. Good leadership quality. And he's like a father to so many people in this place. Even police officers call him their daddy. Such a respectable man. But few people stood up and said, no, we want to appoint somebody else who's recently converted. He was a bishop of the, he was about to become the bishop of the Anglican Church. He was an archdeacon, step higher than the priest of the Anglican Church. So that's the name that they suggested. And here goes the argument. I sat there for a while. You know, my leaders told me, appoint the other man. But the people are saying, give us this man. It was a new man, Ikopai. I stood up. And after a while, a man stood up and addressed me. This is how he addressed me. His Highness, Your Excellency, can I address the President? I said, who are you talking to? I said, the next time you open your mouth, you'll call me brother. I'm your brother. We are brothers in Christ. So I stood up. And all of a sudden, I said something which shocked my leadership team. I said, we have decided to appoint the new man, Ikopai. You know, my training director looked at me and said, you made a big mistake, Srinivas. My mission director fell on his face and started to cry. Because when I say a word, in that kind of a setting, it's kind of like a final word. After a while, you know, my vice president looked at me and said, Pastor, I don't even know what you're doing, but I trust you. You know why I did that? Because when I left Canada, I heard a voice. The people will ask for something. Give it to them. I heard it from the book of Samuel. Hallelujah. And that night, all my leaders came to me and said, you made the biggest mistake. There will be no more ministry in Uganda. I went to my room. Pastor Revi was with me. I cried. He knows it. Until 3 in the night, I cried. I said, God, I did this because you led me to do it. But let me tell you, people of God, in 1 month's time, God justified my decision. I get a letter from this man's wife, the one that we are about to appoint, and said, Pastor, you would have made the biggest mistake of your life because my husband has multiple wives in different cities of this nation, secret lifestyle. He's got a lot of illegitimate children in Uganda. I am his wife. Your ministry is saved. Let me tell you, no human being could have helped you. It's the Holy Spirit. We handed over the ministry. You know what? When I went to Uganda this time, this man is not even there in that city. He's nowhere there to be seen. He's now running like a madman in the streets. Imagine if we had given our entire ministry of a nation to this man. There wouldn't be no ministry. But in spite of what my counselors told me, I thank God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody shout a hallelujah. Are you willing to be led? Come on, God is saying this church is going to be led by the Holy Spirit. In the Rathri, somebody. And today we have over 50 churches in Uganda under the ministry of Ikopai. What am I trying to say? How many of you want to say, I want to see the power of God. Come on, Bible said Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God and he came back.
in the power of the Holy Spirit. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ആത്മാവിന നടത്തപ്പെടുന്നവനാണ് ആത്മശക്തിയിൽ മടങ്ങി വരാൻ പോകുന്നത്. എല്ലാ കണ്ണുകളും അറിയട്ടെ. Every eye is closed. Do you want to see the power of God manifested in your life? You have no other choice but to be led by the Spirit of God. Only those people can you shout and agree and amen. How many of you want to say, God, I want to be led? Pray. I'm asking you one question tonight. You want to see the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead working in your life? In the ratri veru thonnalalla working power in your life. Only those people who want to say yes to that. Could you say yes to that? Come on, could you say yes to that? A shout of yes to that. Come on, hallelujah. I want to see the power that raised Jesus from the dead working in my life. The power that can heal cancer, the power that can cast out demonic spirit, the power that can raise the dead working in my life. Adu vishwasi deyamakkal arengil undengil orakke raamiyam parnjal, come on, get ready. Even today, I just want to say, I sometimes make stupid decisions in my life. Not to say that I always am right and being led by the Spirit of God. Sometimes I make some hopeless decision. But what I'm trying to say, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible said Jesus was led by the Spirit and he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are led by the Spirit, you're going to come back in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when you open this mouth, demons started to scream. And tonight, how many of you want to see the power of God flowing out of your mouth, flowing out of your words? Can I get some young people to shout a yes to that? Come on, hallelujah. I want to see the power. Get ready. Ellarum prarthichondunnatte, ellarum prarthichondunnatte, ellarum chemittil prarthichondunnatte. Deivathalma shaktamaravidunnu. Naan nadakkumbol aa shakti vyaparikkatta, naan vaa thorakkumbol aa shakti vyaparikkatta. Ende vaakkil oru adhigaaram, ende vaakkil oru shakthi. In the name of Jesus. Power. Of God. Oh, Rabba Shande, La Rabba Shande. Prarthi ken bogiya. Oh, ya onnoda chodin chodi ken bogiya. Do you want to see that power working in you? Vishwasikin deyamakkal. Orakke ramin parnjatte. Just like that same power worked in Jesus, Yeshuvil vyabirichathu pole, the Bible says just like it worked in Jesus, in ratri ennil vyabirikkanamennu aagrahikkunna deivamakkal mathram raamiyam parnjatte. Orakke. Number 2, do you believe that this power is far above all the other powers of darkness, all your problems? This power is far above, exceedingly abundantly above all powers. Adu vishwasikkunna deivamakkal orakke raamiyam parnjatte. May make it very personal. Do you believe that the power that's working towards you, inside of you right now, is a power that can defeat every attack of the enemy in your life right now? ningada kudumbathe vyabirikkunna sagala shaktigale shasikkunna shaktiyana ennu vishwasaiya makkal mat. Come on, hallelujah. ശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കുക. നിങ്ങൾ ഇന്ന് ഭാരപ്പെടുന്ന ആ വിഷയത്തിൽ അത്ഭുതം ചെയ്യുന്ന ശക്തിയാണ്. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus. This power is sufficient enough And that's the reason the Bible says the all surpassing power. The power that is all surpassing. And that power is invested in the jars of clay. How many of you know the jars of clay would melt so fast? The jars of clay does not have inherent power to withstand an attack. But inside this jar of clay, God has put in, God has reserved, God has stored His all-surpassing power. Your life might be a jar of clay, but inside of that is the all-surpassing power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Vishwasadaya makkal orakke rami parnata. Pishanad kalkata. Glory. Glory. Are you ready tonight? Far above every situation, the power of God is available. The power that's available to you is a working power. Far above every kind of situations in your life. Number three, do you believe that tonight? That there are things in your life where you can stand up and say, God, I don't have the answer. I tremble. But I believe you can do all things. Angyal idu sadhikkum. എന്ന് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, ഓ എല്ലാരും കാണണമെന്നില്ല, സ്വന്തം ശക്തിയിൽ ആശ്രയിക്കുന്നവരവിടെ ഇരിക്കട്ടെ. എന്റെ കുടുംബത്തിൽ വിടുതൽ നടക്കണമെങ്കിൽ ദൈവാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കണമെന്ന് വിശ്വസി ദൈവമക്കൾ മാത്രം 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 ഉറക്കെ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിച്ചാട്ടെ. അവിടെ ശബ്ദം ഒന്ന് ഉയരട്ടെ. When I'm weak, I'm strong. His power is made perfect in my weakness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nale, are you willing to say, God, I want to be led by your spirit, not by my flesh, not by my wisdom, but I want to be led by your spirit so that your power can flow through me. If you're led by the Spirit of God, the power of God is available to you. The Bible said Jesus was led by the Spirit and he came back in the power of God. And people around him saw the power manifested. The demons around him saw the power manifested. How many of you want to say, God, my greatest desire, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ആഗ്രഹിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ ആരെങ്കിലും ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒന്ന് കൈയുയർത്തി കാണിക്കാം. ഒന്ന് കൈയുയർത്തി കാട്ടെ. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Come on, move your hand. Make a faith statement tonight. Let my church be led by the Spirit of God. Let my future be led by the Spirit of God. Somebody shout an agreement, amen tonight. In the name of Jesus. Get ready, get ready. പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചോണ്ടിരുന്നാട്ടെ. ഏതാണ്ടൊക്കെ ഇവിടെ സംഭവിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക, എല്ലാ ദൈവമക്കളും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ഇവിടെ വ്യാപരിച്ചോണ്ടിരിക്കുക. ഞാൻ ഒരു ശബ്ദം കേൾക്കുന്നു. ഐ എം ഹിയറിംഗ് എ വേർഡ് റൈറ്റ് നൗ. മൈ പവർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് coming towards you is a power that can fulfill every promise that I've spoken over your life. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിന് നേരെ ദൈവം പറഞ്ഞ സകല വാഗ്ദത്തങ്ങളെയും നിവർത്തിക്കുന്ന ശക്തിയാണ് ഇന്ന് രാത്രി വ്യാപരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്നത്. Are you ready? To the resurrection with great power and great grace was upon them. Great power comes when this great grace was upon them. Oh Rabba Shikalasya, in the Ratri, I'm going to ask you to do something. This is a statement that you're going to make, that you're going to declare in the name of Jesus that your life will become a demonstration of the power of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. The Bible says if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't even belong to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. And that Holy Spirit is not a dormant spirit. He is a mighty spirit. Hudabash, the same spirit that moved upon the waters, the same spirit that moved upon Samson, the same spirit that moved upon Jesus, he is the same spirit that's moving inside of you. And the Vishnu Sayamakan Akai, Devate Vartugiana, Ah Shakin in the Rathur of Yabarikamona, get ready in the name of Jesus. ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ പോവുകയാണ്. I'm about to pray. എല്ലാവരും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നാട്ടെ. I'm about to pray. God is able. You know what it means in the original? It means what he started is able to complete it. That's what it means. If I begin something, I'm able to fulfill it, complete it. That's what it means. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി എത്രയോ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. My God is able. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന അയ്യോ മക്കൾ, ഒന്ന് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ റെഡി ആയിക്കോ. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ സാഹചര്യത്തെ നോക്കി വിളിച്ചു പറ, മൈ ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഏബിൾ. The thing that is bothering you, can you look at that situation and say, my God is able. In the ratra vishwasaiya makkal mathram on erinettina, those of you believe that, would you please stand up? You're going to make a statement of faith tonight in the name of Jesus. Look at every situation in your life and say, my God is able. Come on, as loud as you can, my God is able. Hudaraba shanda, let the devil hear that, my God is able. I want the young people to receive it. Now this is not a moment where you can just dismiss it as another meeting. The Spirit of God is moving in this place, and it's high time that some of you realize that your life will have no meaning without the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, hallelujah. You need to realize that in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. My God is able. And the Lord is speaking to me tonight. Some of my people that have received this word, understood this revelation, whose eyes are open to this truth, are going to use this power tonight. 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 They're going to open their mouth in faith. They're going to make some declaration. They're going to tell the devil to mind his own business. They're going to kick some spirit of darkness out in the name of Jesus. They're going to command in the name of the Lord and say, enough is enough. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off my children. In the name of Jesus. You're going to give a witness. You're going to give a witness to the power of his resurrection. With great power, you're going to open your mouth and speak in great power tonight. In the name of ഇന്ന് രാത്രിയിലെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളുടെ മീതെ ദൈവത്തെ അഭിഷേകം ഇറങ്ങുന്നതായി ഞാൻ വ്യക്തമായി കാണുകയാണ്. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തില് ശീലിപ്പിക്കുന്ന ശത്രുവേ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഉള്ളിലുള്ളവൻ ലോകത്തിലുള്ളവനേക്കാളും വലിയവനാണ്. Greater is he who is inside of us than he who is in the world. The time is come for my people to walk in power, in authority. Jesus said, I give you power and authority to trample upon scorpions, to tread upon serpents. ഇതിനകത്ത് ദൈവം ശക്തം ഇടപെടുന്നു. ഞാൻ നിനക്ക് അധികാരവും ശക്തിയും തരികയാണ് പാമ്പുകളെയും തേളുകളെയും ചവിട്ടുവാൻ, ശത്രുവിന്റെ സകല ബലത്തെയും കെടുത്തുവാൻ. ഇതാ ഞാൻ നിനക്ക് അധികാരം തരികയാണ്. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവമക്കൾ, only those people who believe this, you know what that means? The enemy has got power, but the power that's coming out of you will nullify the power of darkness. പിശാചിന്റെ ശക്തിയെ നിർവീര്യമാക്കുന്ന ശക്തിയാണ് നിങ്ങളുടെ ഉള്ളിൽ നിന്ന് വ്യാപരിക്കാൻ പോകുന്നത്. Am I preaching to a Pentecostal church tonight? Am I preaching to people who believe in the manifestation of the Holy Ghost? Oh, Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Daiva Shakti Vishwasi Daiva Makal. ഞാൻ ഒരു മിനിറ്റ് ദൈവ മക്കളോട് ചോദിക്കാൻ പോകുകയാണ്. ഒരു വലിയ ശക്തി ഇറങ്ങാൻ പോകുകയാണ്. നിങ്ങൾ കുറിച്ചു വെക്കുക, നിങ്ങൾ കണ്ട ഇന്ന് രാത്രി പാടിയ പാട്ട്, ഇന്ന് കണ്ട മിസ്രൈമിനെ ഇനി കാണുകയില്ല. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ഞാൻ കാണുന്ന കാഴ്ച, ദൈവ മക്കളുടെ ശത്രു ശക്തികൾ മീതെ കാലുവെച്ച് ചവിട്ടുന്നു. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിൽ നന്മ, നിങ്ങളുടെ വാക്തത്തെ നിവർത്തി, നിങ്ങളുടെ അനുഗ്രഹത്തെ തടഞ്ഞ സാത്താന്യ ശക്തികളെ ചവിട്ടി മെതിക്കുന്ന ഒരു അധികാരം ദൈവമേ പകരുകയാണ്. Receive it in the name of Jesus. കുറിച്ചു വെച്ചോ, 2012 കേറുന്നതിന് മുൻപേ നിങ്ങളുടെ ചില വിഷയങ്ങൾക്ക് വിടുതൽ കിട്ടിയിരിക്കും. In the name of Jesus, there's going to be a miracle in your family. In the name of Jesus. നിങ്ങൾ ഭൂമിയിൽ കെട്ടുന്നത് സ്വർഗത്തിൽ കെട്ടപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്നു. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി the power that's working towards you, not a dormant power, not a passive power, but a working power. You need to realize the power that's working towards you. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ആ ശക്തി നിങ്ങളുടെ അടുത്തേക്ക്, നിങ്ങളുടെ അകത്തേക്ക് വ്യാപരിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. Are you ready? Are you ready? ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ദൈവം കാഴ്ച കാണിക്കുന്നു. ഒരു പ്രാവശ്യം, ഒറ്റ പ്രാവശ്യം ഈ ശക്തി ഷിംഷോണിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് വ്യാപരിച്ചു. ബൈബിൾ കൊടുത്ത് അവനെ കെട്ടിയിരുന്ന കയറുകൾ, the ropes that had tied Samson melted away like wax before fire. That was this power. You know what? That happened once. But this power for you is working 24/7. Huda Rabashia. Some bondages have to be broken. Some shut doors need to be opened in the name of Jesus. Vishwasi Dayamakal Urakki Ramin Parnyate. A miracle must happen tonight. I'm giving you a chance. Please understand, it's not me laying hand upon you that brings a miracle. It's your faith in the word of God. It's a faith in God's word, in what God spoke. Those of you believe that this power is working towards me right now. Not an ordinary power. Far above all principalities and powers. All surpassing power is working towards me right now. And there's no problem in my life that can withstand this power. ee shaktiyude munpil nilkunna otta problem ende kudumbathil kaanugilla ennu vishwasikkunna deyyamakkal maatram pew ninnu irangi ninnatte irangi vannatte irangi vannatte. Move out of the pew in the name of Jesus. This is your faith. If you want to come forward, you can come forward. Something mighty is happening tonight in the name of Jesus. Udaraba shandalarabashya. Keep praying. Something mighty. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി രോഗികളുടെ സൗഖ്യമാകാൻ പോകുക, കുടുംബങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇവിടെ വിടുതൽ ലഭിക്കാൻ പോകുക.